Novos.
The Novos. Feel good Friday.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. It is good to be back.
Oh, you are back, Cremo. Oh, we're so happy
God.
To see
you. I hate being sick. Yeah. I actually hate it.
I've been trying to perfect your voice over like the last couple show intros.
It's embarrassing.
Give us your best little demo.
Good morning, everyone.
That's pretty good.
That sounds like Cremo.
No.
Yeah, I didn't mind that.
I tried to ask him to do my voice. Didn't pay off.
Good morning, everyone. That's my Ari voice as well. I got one voice, one impression.
All Stephen's impression game is holding his nose and tilting his head slightly back, like stretch his vocal cord.
Oh, my God.
It works for me, but for Ari, it's
not so much, you don't think?
It's you don't a bit impress of a miss. Me much, as Shania Twain would say.
There Very well put.
You feeling much better, Cremo?
Much better.
Yeah.
Even yesterday, still not good. Luckily, we had the day off. Yeah. I think it could have been even salmonella or something.
Back to 100% now or?
Pretty close, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I felt good this morning waking up, so.
Well, take
we're
it
firing.
Easy.
Happy Friday. It's going to be a good one, I think, leading into. The roads were quiet this morning.
They were.
Really?
Do you guys feel, I don't know, it's so odd. Like, when I woke up this morning, I felt like I'd been robbed of a day off rather than given an extra day off.
Oh.
Like, just in my mind, I was like, God, that weekend went quick.
Yes.
Not a weekend, obviously, but, I was like, I've been robbed a day off here.
Yeah, in fact, not, though. But I think a lot of people have taken the long weekend in whatever way, shape or form
they
they're doing it.
They certainly have. My mother has. I'm like, well, where's my extra day off? She's like, tough luck. I'm leaving. I'm going away on a holiday. I'm like, okay.
See, that's the sort of thing, people. Tough luck is the you know, employee-to-boss attitude that's been going on.
Anyway, we're working hard, though.
That's it.
It's going to be a good show.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Have you guys noticed there's people camping? Do you know where the Super Tools, Total Tools, I guess it is?
Oh.
On Maitland Road here?
Yeah, I do know. Yeah.
Behind,
just a bit further down the road.
Yeah, just a bit further on Sandgate Road.
Maitland Road.
Sandgate.
Yeah.
Behind that, there's this, just empty land. Right? There's people camping down near the river, like six or seven tents and camper vans
this
and stuff.
This is the Total Tools near where that metro is.
Correct.
Yeah, the servo. Yeah, I know the one.
Odd place to camp.
That's what
why
I
would
thought.
Use that?
I don't know. Like the
by
river.
The water?
The river is down there.
Yeah.
But it's still odd. It's just like scrub. There's no.
Yeah, exactly.
Facilities.
Has it
nothing.
Become a bit of a tent city, has it?
I don't know. I've never noticed this before. I was actually yesterday afternoon. I had to pop out to get something, and I drove past, and I was like, what's going on? I've never seen that before. There was probably six or seven tents and, caravans and stuff down there.
I don't think it'd be caravans. Very picturesque.
Yeah, well, that's... Or, I don't know if they were caravans or, a camper van.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
Very odd.
Is that comfortable?
The only thing I could think of is maybe there's some sort of,
traveling circus.
No, I was thinking, fish run on or something. Where, there's very good fishing for some species at the moment or something. And
I've got no idea.
People just gone, we've got to, camp wherever we can or something. I know, it's very strange.
Yeah.
If anyone's got any info, give us a little heads up.
There you go.
I don't like camping at the best of times, so that is very weird for me.
None of it's
somewhere
making...
in Sandgate.
I've always known Sandgate was a tourist destination.
Well, that's
people have
been
sleeping
thinking.
On it.
Famously.
They've been going, I'm a bit scared of the bunyips and all that sort of stuff.
Maybe that's what they're there for. They're hunting the bunyips.
Leave it alone.
Leave that for Stephen to find. That's the, anyway, if anyone knows why everyone's camping in Sandgate at the moment, give us a call. I'd like to hear the tip-offs, if you will.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Happy Friday, Jackie.
Thank you.
You're looking happy this morning.
Thanks, I'm so happy because it's Friday.
Yeah, you got a day off yesterday. What'd you get up to, anything?
Oh, not really that much.
Relaxing.
Yeah, went to a service and then... just spend the day chilling.
Even better. Nice. Let's jump straight into the news. Quite a few interesting things popping around locally today. Anti-domestic violence rally is happening tonight, is it?
Yeah, so we have thousands set to take part in anti-domestic violence rallies across the country. And there's one actually here in Newcastle. So these rallies are set up by the Hunter-based not-for-profit What Were You Wearing? So,
wow.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard of this charity, but it's a pretty popular one. Anti-domestic violence charity. I believe the founder, Sarah Williams, was, I think, Newcastle Woman of the Year last year as well.
Yep.
So, yeah, this is following the 28 deaths of, oh, the deaths of 28 women in the first 4 months of 2024.
Yeah, I saw that statistic the other night on the news. That's insane.
Awful.
Yeah, and it's risen and it just keeps rising. So that's essentially why we have these rallies, right?
Absolutely.
So are they marching through town or what's going on? Do you know where it's based roughly?
Yeah, so they're starting at 6 p.m. and they're marching from Newcastle Museum to Nobby's Beach.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Not too bad. Big
yeah.
Very good. Thanks for that. Also, a former teacher at All Saints College is facing Maitland local court today. What's the situation there?
Yeah, so this is a story that we've had come up a couple of times because it's very recent. So a 39-year-old man was charged with 9 counts of sexual intercourse last month following police investigations, and he is now a former teacher at All Saints College.
Mm-hmm.
And he's appearing in court today, Maitland local court.
All right, so I'm sure as that unfolds, we'll have more news on that as well.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
I have been clickbaited, an absolute shocker, team.
Oh, no, what's happened?
So in 2022, Boeing invested $450 million with Wisk, which is a company working on flying cars.
Mm-hmm.
They have now announced that these flying cars will be commercially available through Asia by 2030, with the rest of the world following suit shortly after.
That is so soon. It's only a couple of years away.
And it's been promised for so long, hasn't it? I feel like even when I was young in the 60s and 70s, they were already promising them soon. It's not come up.
And flying cars is just the future, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like the epitome of cool. They alleviate traffic issues. Like Tyro Bridge wouldn't be an issue.
No.
Just zoom straight past it,
or
no worries.
Or fly over it.
Yeah, well, that's it. Fly straight over it.
No traffic jams.
They're working on these electric ones as well. Oh. So, I mean, that's better for the environment. Ticking all the boxes. So, of course, I've clicked on that article. God, how cool is this?
Yeah, you got to know all the details.
Only problem is they're not cars. Like, I've been clickbaited like you wouldn't believe. These flying cars, as they're calling them, don't have any wheels, so you can't drive them on a road. Instead, they have propellers and wings.
Ooh.
That's just a mini plane.
Are they more like drones, is it?
Like a large drone where you put a person in, I guess.
Yeah, right.
That's not a car. It's still cool. It's still like a cool new way of transport. It's still good for the environment. And again, it'll still tick all those boxes. Traffic issues gone, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm. It's not really a car, is it?
No. Who's policing these names, though? You can't call it a car, can you?
There should be someone regulating that, like you said. But also, the problem with drones, and this is my concern, is I've got like a mate, Dale. He reckons he can drive a drone, but he's already crashed like two. And he spent, like, heaps of money on the really good ones.
Yeah.
And you know that there's... So everyone's got a friend called Dale who thinks they can drive a drone.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but I have a few friends called Dale who think they can drive a car and have written off a field as well.
Well,
so
that is fair. Okay, so maybe I shouldn't be worried.
I think there will probably be just as many issues as there are on the road. I just think if it's a flying car, in my mind, I'm driving along. I'm driving down on the M1. Bit of traffic, you hit a button, and then all of a sudden you take off and you fly.
That is the real dream.
That's how I see flying cars in my brain. The fact that this is just, as you said, Crevo, basically a big drone, is a little bit clickbaity and a little bit disappointing, I think.
Oh, poor Stephen. He's having a rough
time. My heart's been... It's like, you know, the hoverboards, where they're like the hoverboards and it was just a cushion of air.
Yeah.
And so you're like, you're on your skateboard just a little bit above the ground. It feels like that all over again. I'm heartbroken.
The Novos. The Novos. New FM. Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
So have you guys seen, how about this? They've just put out a tender, right, to make a new toilet block.
Yeah.
At Foreshore Park, right? They've said $3.4 million to make
it. For a toilet block.
That was my reaction.
What do these toilets do? They wipe for you?
That's a good question. It's just a toilet block. How come it costs so much money?
Do they have mirrors with lights around them that tell you how beautiful you look when you walk out?
It should.
Like,
it should.
Is it made out of panda?
Well, yeah, it's a good question.
Sorry, Adam Sandler reference.
Is this like part of a bigger development?
It's just
because I've heard like talks about upgrading the playground facilities and stuff at Foreshore Park as well.
Right. Yeah,
oh, okay.
They said plans next month to demolish the playground, getting rid of that to build a toilet block.
I think they're going to make another playground there, though, is my understanding.
But still too much money. You can put up a toilet block and a playground for less than 3.4 milli.
And put up a parking lot, they say.
Well, that should be included in the price as well, because that is just too much. I think that whoever's sorting this out is taking council for a ride.
You're so out of touch, Grimo, what stuff costs these days, you know? It's not the 50s anymore, you know? Materials cost more, labour costs more.
Well, they probably hired the most expensive contractors to do it as well. It's just, it's Foreshore Park. We need it to be a luxury.
Yeah, well, it's too much money. I think council's wasting money.
There'll be a few skylights and stuff in there. you'll get your money's worth.
Are you on the board for this? Are you making money off this? Is this Stephen and Co. Construction? Because you seem to be well in favour of wasting money for the first time ever.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, I've got no horse in this race. Anyway, for now, though, Creevo, are you on the TikTok yet?
Yeah, once in a while, the tiki-toki, I know what it is.
Oh, I'm glad. God. There is, I guess, all over TikTok at the moment claims that Gen Zers are aging like milk.
What does that mean?
Well, this trend's gone viral, and essentially, it's Gen Zers reckon they look older than millennials already.
So what are you trying to say?
So there's a bunch of people in their, like, early to mid-20s posting videos on TikTok going, guess how old I am, because I feel like I already look older than a lot of millennials.
I reckon that's true. Cause
what a wind-up.
I'm, whatever, 49, mm-hmm. And a lot of people think, he doesn't look 49, he looks in his 30s at best.
Well, you do.
So there we go.
But you think a lot of younger people look older than they actually are?
I think they look, you know, I think, say, for example, you and I look closer in age.
Yeah, right.
Than my years.
Than the gap would suggest.
Yeah. Interesting that you went directly for Stephen, though.
Oh, you look very young, Ari.
Okay.
What are you, 20, 21, 20 maybe?
26.
Oh, oof.
No, I was wouldn't just going to say, do you reckon I look old?
No. You, like I said,
yeah,
if,
good
I
answer.
If I had to guess your age, I would have said 2021.
Creevo walking on a tightrope at the moment.
He knows how to talk to women. Okay.
Anecdotally, though, John Howlett, he's 26.
Yeah.
He's got 12 million followers, and he's confessed to them that he's routinely mistaken for his mother's older brother.
Oh, lies. What a stitch up.
Which wouldn't be, it can't be possibly take it as a compliment by anyone, get it?
No.
Can only be taken as offensive. Turns out, though, this isn't just looks. Like, while this does sound very vain on the outside level, researchers have published a bit of a finding at the International Cancer Conference, and they've revealed that young people are at greater risk of what they're calling accelerated aging.
Okay, this actually is making me start to panic.
So this is where your biological age is way higher than your actual age due to factors like lifestyle, diet, environment, stress, overstimulation are all culprits of this accelerated aging. And it causes people to get deadly diseases like cancer younger and younger in life. So one of the researchers has said biological aging is a risk factor for those diseases in the same way that smokers increase their risk of lung cancer.
Yeah, wow.
Which is a pretty damning thing to say.
So maybe the idea is like just watch TV instead of TV, iPad,
and phone, TikTok.
And TikTok all at the same time and laptop.
It sounds to me like...
Dial it back a bit.
Well, our lifestyles are not always... of our making, of our choices as well. We're affected by the environment and the lifestyles around us. So you're telling me that...
Mental stress is a big thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this isn't exactly our fault.
Too much stress.
No, exactly. There's a lot going on in the world around us, which is causing this accelerated aging.
There you go.
Lucky for us as well, though, I guess, that, like, while... So they reckon every generation since 1965 has had more accelerated aging than the generation prior to them.
Wow.
More and more stress.
Yeah, so you would have had, like, you know, more accelerated aging than whatever the generation was before baby boomers.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the next generation would have aged quicker than you and so on and so forth.
And, yeah, before me, it's dinosaurs. Before that is, you know, protozoic mitopia and all that sort of thing. Back and back it goes.
I guess lucky, though, that modern medicine's never been better.
That's
true. Kind of offsets this a little bit.
Just get some Botox. Be done with it.
That's all I was going to say. All I'm hearing is, yep, plastic surgery and green juice. That's all we need.
UFM. De Novos.
One of the biggest names in Australia at the moment is going to be immortalised in a wax figure. Of course, I'm talking about Madame Tussauds in Sydney. You know how they have, like, all the celebrities.
Wax museum.
Yeah. I love that place. It's actually very, very good.
I've never been. Have you been, Stephen?
Yeah, I have a few times, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you actually never been?
I've never been to Madame Tussauds.
Well,
it is, yeah. quite fun when you go.
Yeah, you should absolutely go once their collection expands, though. I'll take you, because I want to go again once this gets honoured, I suppose. So, at only 20 years old, Robert Irwin is now going to be...
Isn't it supposed to be for celebrities in there, Madame Tussauds?
Bite your tongue. He is a celebrity.
he's
a TV host now, so he's just as good as Rose. He's now being made into a wax figure. He's the latest Aussie celebrity to join the Sydney attraction very soon. He says it's an honour, but they're currently making his figure as we speak. So he's done the whole, you know, press photos and stuff. You know, he's standing in front of the Madame Tussauds, I guess, banner, you know, with a case with different eyes, like, so they can match his eyes, his hair's being matched.
Do they just, like, he just lays in sort of a little thing and then they put wax around him like a chocolate egg or something?
No, it's like...
How do they do it?
They take hundreds of measurements, like over 100 measurements, and then they take
over
like
300 photos.
300 photos or something like that. Yeah.
And then why so many photos?
I don't know. So they can try and depict him accurately, I suppose.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's very interesting, though, because, yeah, you've got like all these hair samples and stuff, so they've got to match every single tone right. Yeah, it's really interesting, but it's meant to be unveiled later this year.
And you ask why so many photos and measurements and stuff.
They got to carve the wax out, I guess.
We've seen in the past when they get it wrong, the internet blows up.
Yeah,
if it looks even slightly wrong, the internet has no mercy and they never forget. Yeah. It's a lot of pressure making one of these wax figures.
Well, it's a lot of pressure in general, because if they get this one wrong, you best believe I'll be dragging them on the show.
Well, why don't you, you should volunteer for the job of measuring him.
They've already done the measurements, so I've been done out of a job.
You missed a chance. So you're going to be, give us your arm again. I just need to double check your bicep.
They're like, wait on, you don't work here.
You've just written Madame Tussauds worker on a bit of paper and put it around your neck.
Exactly. But anyway, like I said, it will be unveiled later this year. You can't miss him, though. He's going to be wearing the iconic Australia Zoo car key, which winds Stephen up. But he's also set to be made, also he's going to be poised with a camera, apparently, because he is obviously a photographer as well, on top of which will be one of his favourite snakes, the Woma Python. So there you go. So there'll be a snake, there'll be a camera.
Only one snake visible. Yeah.
And hopefully an Ariana standing next to him.
Just posing for a photo.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
I tell you what, the Golden Arches, Mackie D's, McDonald's, they're the real winners on a public holiday, don't you think? Because yesterday morning, you know, Mum and Dad, they've gone down for a trip to Canberra. So I'm like, they left early in the morning. So I went, you know what, I'm going to treat myself to a little bit of cheeky McDonald's for breakfast.
What was your go-to when you get a brekkie there?
Oh, it's going to be a sausage and egg McMuffin and a hash brown. They're my favourite
things. That's your favourite.
Yeah, right. I've tried the new McMuffins as well. Not great. Don't prefer chicken for breakfast. Thank you.
Sausage McMuffin, so clear of bacon. It's not even funny at McDonald's.
Well, I just find that it's not tasty enough, just the bacon and egg. Anyway.
Yeah, that's good.
I normally avoid the egg.
Well, because like no shops as well are open, obviously, that's on public holidays. Yeah. So everyone is going to go get their
kids. Are
Maxi
allowed to be open that early?
What are you talking about?
I think they must be.
Some food must be allowed to.
I guess you weren't allowed to open any business till like midday on public holidays.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. All the shops open at like 1 o'clock and things like that. No, but Macca's, it doesn't matter if it's Christmas Day, Easter, or Anzac Day, McDonald's will definitely be open. And the one that I go to, 24/7.
So that's just every
Cameron
day.
Park. Well, the thing is as well, like it took me 20 minutes to get through that drive-thru yesterday morning.
It was big winners.
Well, I didn't bother. I just assumed Macca's would be shut till midday like everywhere else. I didn't realise.
It's always open. We could be
above the law.
Like, yeah, we could be living in real world Poltergeist and it'll still be open. Like, it's insane.
Yeah, well, they definitely won. They got your business. 20 minutes in the drive-thru. They're making money.
Yes, they were.
Now, I can't contain my excitement, though, team, because I've made a rare, rare discovery.
I still maintain this is dinosaurs. It's got to be dinosaurs.
Or gold. Is it gold?
Well, you guys will just have to bide your time.
Okay.
I was walking through, I was just doing a lap of the block a couple of days ago, earlier this week, and, you know, near the Hamilton Chateau, I often quite like to go through Gregson Park.
Going for a little exercise walk, his hot girl walk, yeah.
So I was walking through Gregson Park, and I made a discovery rarer than, like, you know, a four-leaf clover.
Ooh.
Rarer than a shooting star.
Not rarer than both of those together.
Rarer than like a Nessie sighting. Honestly, I made a very, very rare discovery.
It's quite often, but okay, yep.
I saw white dog poo.
I beg your pardon?
White dog poo. That when was the last time either of you saw white dog poo? Oh,
probably when I was a kid, but don't they? It wasn't. Isn't like white dog poo 80s. Fake? As in, like, somebody's just spray-painted it, like a prank? Was that not a thing?
Nah.
I thought it was a thing.
So I reckon the last time I saw white dog poo was, like, probably the maybe mid-2000s. I reckon it's been at least 15 years since I've seen white dog poo. I couldn't believe I actually double-taked. I had to stop. I was like, you know sometimes where you, like, nudge it with your foot to see if it breaks down, to see if it actually is poo? Like,
ew.
Well, I just couldn't believe it. It's been so long since I've seen white dog poo.
And then you put your shoe back on, too.
No, well, my shoe was on, obviously, but I thought my eyes were deceiving me.
Is that why you're, you know, shoeless today? No. You've got dog poo all over your shoes.
I've actually got the answer to all of this.
Do you?
Yeah. So, it used to be well common, especially when I was young, like 50 years ago, right? They were everywhere.
It's not a disease?
No, it's not a disease. Okay. White dog poos were everywhere. That's because they used to think that if they used to think it was fine to give dogs, like, all cooked food. And
what?
They used to give, if you give your dog heaps of, like, cooked bones and stuff, which is what they used to do. Like, leftovers, all the scraps,
feed the
dogs.
Yeah.
That makes the dog poo white.
What? I just thought,
whereas if you, now everyone feeds raw food, raw bones, raw everything, because it's more healthy for the dog.
So is the cooked food bad for the dog?
Yeah. It's bad, like cooked bones and stuff, bad for the dog.
I didn't know that either.
That is why in the past it was everywhere. White dog poos are everywhere.
So it's not just a bit of poo that's dried out too much and it's just gone white over time.
No, it is. So it's usually, maybe it's like someone's given them leftover KFC or something.
Interesting. So you shouldn't be just, you know, like taking the scraps of your plate and putting it into the
cooked,
dog.
Yeah, cooked meat and stuff. They're meant to eat raw. That's what they would get in the wild.
Well,
I thought, similar to you, Ari, I thought people had just become more vigilant in picking up their poo.
Yeah.
I just thought the owners had gotten better at taking a bag around with them and there was less poo drying up.
That there is the reason. We're all on a learning journey.
Oh, well, there you go. Someone around Hamilton.
It is rare.
Someone around Hamilton's giving their dog cooked bones or something.
Or it's nicked him out of the trash or something. It's also a possibility.
Very likely answer.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Mark Zuckerberg, everyone knows he's a bit of a robot. He's just a bit of a weird...
Either that or a lizard man. Yeah. We're not sure yet, but he's one of the two.
Science tells us he's one of those. However, somebody's put a beard on him in Photoshop and it has sent the internet into a frenzy.
Have you seen this before, Stephen?
I have seen this image.
Yeah.
He looks good with a beard.
He actually does.
He's got a bit of a... It sort of looks about like one of... He sort of looks like a long-lost Paul brother. like the Logan Pauls.
Oh, you reckon?
Because he's got that really long face, right? And you put a beard on him, and it just the face, obviously. There's no this photo. It only shows like his shoulders up, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's got a bit of a sort of necklace sort of going on as well. It just looks a bit more human, as you said.
Yeah.
A bit more character about him, yeah.
Now, some of the reactions to this fake beard have been quite funny. His wife, especially, even she was impressed. Is like, what have you done with my actual husband here? She obviously a fan of it because she's never seen this on him before.
Well, other than, like, that beard, which is even real, he has no distinct facial features, does he? Nothing that makes him stand out. He feels like the default character in a video game. When you load in before, before you do any customizations
like
or any bits and bobs. Yeah.
A blank sim.
The default sim is Mark Zuckerberg. So a beard is a bit of character.
That's right. I mean, it sort of looks like if you got Play-Doh and you were quite good in art, say, you did it for year 12, HSC, and you sort of went, do a face. And that's what Zuckerberg looks like.
Yeah. It's kind of like one of those stick figures.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, there's been a fair bit of, I guess, reaction going on about this, and maybe that he should grow a beard in real life, because obviously, as you said, gives him some character. And there are a lot of people sort of thirsty for him once he got the beard going on and a moustache as well. I also don't think, like, normally he's got the ability to grow that much facial hair.
Do you think that's the problem? That's what's holding him back?
I do, because it sort of looks, it just looks like his hair looks very wispy down there. And I was reading this study from 2016, which said men with even light to medium stubble of any kind were seen as more attractive than those without.
So interesting.
Stubble in general, it adds to attractiveness. That's just science.
It adds that kind of rugged nature. So it's like, oh, you're a man type of thing. Okay. It kind of distinguishes, like, you're an adult versus a kid type of thing in a way as
Steven,
well.
A regular stubble wearer.
And being a big nerd, Zuck would know this.
Yeah.
So if he could grow some facial hair, he would
have done it already.
Just go down to the party shop and just get, like, a stick-on beard. There you go, problem solved.
Well, I think he should. I think if he wants to improve his, I guess, likability, he should definitely get a beard.
Yeah, it seems to work in his favour. Clearly, the internet loves it.
You guys seen Gwyneth Paltrow's reaction on it?
No, what did she say?
Nobody wants to hear Gwyneth Paltrow.
Well, she says, looks like my ex, Chris Martin.
Oh,
from Coldplay.
No.
It does a bit.
It does a bit, yeah.
The question we've got to ask ourselves, because Chris Martin, a bit of a robot as well.
He's a bit bland, yeah.
Are they either from the same series of robots?
Oh, yeah.
Or is
CO166942.
Or is Chris Martin just Mark Zuckerberg with a stick-on beard?
I don't know. Maybe we should get Mark to sing, see if it works.
That's a good idea. If, you know, if it floats, if they float, they're a witch. All that sort of stuff.
On new FM. This is the Novos Three of a Kind.
All right, this is your chance to get your hands on a double pass for our boat party.
Yes!
Guys, how exciting is this, right?
Well, it's tomorrow night.
First of all.
A couple complimentary drinks on entry.
True.
How good.
And then DJ Topic entertaining us over three levels of party.
Over 3 hours, too.
If you don't mind.
Oh,
I'm very excited for this.
Yes, it's going to be huge. Now, if you want to get your tickets, of course, you've got to win Three of a Kind right now. Let's meet our contestants vying for said tickets, shall we?
Yeah, we'll head to Cook's Hill first. Good morning, Sally. How's things?
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Have you got much planned for your weekend?
No, I haven't. Just a boat party.
Yeah, well, count those chickens very early. Egg hasn't even been laid yet.
I know, right? So there we go. All right, up against Sally, we've got Matt in Wall's End.
Good morning, Matt. How you going?
Good morning, team. I'm good. How are you?
Very good. You sound very focused.
I'm in the zone.
Oh, a couple of people very keen on this.
All right.
Here we go. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, scoring works first of two, best of three.
Yep.
So best of luck to both of you guys. And you got to remember, your name is your buzzer. So, Sally, can you test your buzzer for us first?
Sally.
Lovely. Matt, you're next.
Matt.
Perfect. There you go. Two buzzers working well. Let's get into this.
Technology is good. All right. Here is your first one. Ragdoll, Maine Coon, Russian Blue.
Sally.
Yep.
Sally in first and only.
colour?
No, unfortunately not.
Sounds like paint swatches or something.
Matt, do you want to have a guess or are you going to pass on this one?
I think I'll pass on that one. I have no idea.
Like...
Well, yeah, you've all messed that up, so that's a big no to everyone there. All right, let's okay. go for another one here, shall we? All right, here's your next one. Mm-hmm. Nobby's, Little Park and Newcastle.
Matt
in first.
Beaches.
Yeah, in Newcastle is what I was looking for. All right, one on the board from Matt.
God, you rule with an iron fist, Grovo.
Well, I'm sorry. You know, these are a couple passes on our boat party. We're not just giving them away for easy.
All right, Matt's got the lead.
That's right. If Matt gets this next one, he actually takes it away. So no pressure here, Sally.
Oh, he's ready.
No, I'm on.
All right, here is the next one. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Hankook, Dunlop, Goodyear.
Matt.
Yeah, Matt.
I said his name. Oh, shit.
Carto.
You got it, Matt.
Carto's is correct. He's got and done it. You are coming along to our boat party. Well done.
Sally, did you buzz in with Matt's name? Did you forget your name?
Matt, I just copied it. I knew it was tired.
Oh,
bad luck. Well, have a good time,
Matt. Sally. Oh, God. You know what? There we go.
The pressure does funny things to people, doesn't it?
You forget your own name. You know that you're taking the game very seriously. Shouldn't be. It's just three of a kind, guys.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
All right, let's jump straight into your What's On guide. It's going to be an awesome one this weekend. Lots on. So let's start off with tonight, shall we?
Oh, okay.
So if you want some laughs, I would suggest going to go see comedian Rhys Nicholson. He's bringing his brand new show to the Newcastle Civic Theatre, one night only, tonight at 8 p.m. I have done a little bit of homework for you.
Thanks.
There are tickets still available. So don't miss out on Reese. He's Hurry hilarious.
Up. He's the one with really, really red hair. Like,
Red hair. He's fantastic. Coming up tomorrow as well, something for your taste buds. Embark on a culinary journey for the international night at the Shortland Hotel. So it's join the pub for an unforgettable evening where the world converges onto your plate. It features flavours from all different countries, including Japan, South Africa, South America, as well as Nepal. So that's really, really exciting. So as I said, that is tomorrow night at the Shortland Hotel, the Shorty.
Food at the Shorty normally pretty good as well.
It really is.
Yeah. It is cheap as well.
So you know it's not going to disappoint. So that's also on. But we can't have this weekend's What's On Guide without talking about, I'm talking, DJ Topic at the Cruiser Nightclub, which we're hosting. UFM is hosting, of course, 3-level yacht on Newcastle Harbour. Open air, it's fantastic. DJ Topic, international artist, born in Germany, known for his dance pop and house music, so definitely get around that.
Don't miss it.
That's right, there'll be more tickets to win on UFM throughout the day, but if you can't win them, you can still buy them.
That's right.
And also, last but not least, coming up on Sunday, this is something for my ladies. The Newcastle Wedding Fair is on. So it's all about connecting you with incredible local vendors to help create your dream wedding day. That's happening at Newcastle City Hall on King Street in Newcastle. That's on Sunday.
There we go. Full weekend sorted, really, isn't it?
Don't forget as well, Saturday afternoon / evening could be the Jets' last ever game.
Well, it may be. If they don't get a buyer, which we have no news on still yet, yeah, definitely the Jets are on Saturday.
F3 Derby home with Donald Jones Stadium.
Them, definitely. Thanks for that, Ari. Of course, all the information on our website, on our Facebook page, that sort of thing. Your weekend guide and things sorted. That's what we're here to help. That's what we do on a Friday.
The Novos. New FM. Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
So I learned something very brand spanking new over the past couple of days, right?
What you learn?
It has shaken me to the core and I feel quite stupid. So I was watching the Everton versus Liverpool match with my dad the other morning.
Mm-hmm. This is English Premier League,
yes, this is the EPL. Everton, smashed them 2-0, which is big news. Anyway, for those who don't follow it, I won't go into it. But I've been watching professional football my entire life, okay? So I know all the rules, you know, I'm tactical, I have a good brain with that type of thing. But I did see and only just discover that when all the fans, you know, all the audience members, whatever you want to call them, spectators, whistle collectively, like near the end of the game, right, they're actually calling on the ref to blow the full-time whistle out of excitement. Because, like, I was sitting there, Mum walked in, and she's like, oh, geez, that's a lot of whistling and howling and whatever from the crowd. Is it nearly over? And Dad goes, yeah. And he was explaining to Mum, oh, yeah, you know, they whistle when they're trying to be like, oh, they're 5 minutes over time. We want them to blow the whistle so that, you know, we win the game quicker and blah, blah, blah. And I'm looking at Dad, so surprised. I'm going, how is this a thing? How did I not know this? And he goes, oh, dull. He's just shaking his head.
Have you never heard it before?
No. Nope.
Yeah, no, all the time they're like, blow the whistle, ref. Everyone's, yeah, you know, they're putting fingers in their mouth and trying to whistle.
They,
yeah,
collectively do it, but it's only at the end of the match that you hear all this happen. So I'm like, I feel embarrassed, but I had to tell you because this is just embarrassing.
Are you a loud whistler?
I can't whistle.
Oh, well, no,
I
good for you then.
I know, yeah, that doesn't help. For me, but there you go. You learn something new every day. And now I'm shook.
Oh, well, Jets is on Saturday, isn't it?
Correct, yeah.
Mm. There you go, something you can do.
Well, Ari can't.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Ari can't. Sorry about that.
Sad.
A behind-the-scenes discussion has spilled out onto the show here.
Oh, it's getting heated.
Basically, is it okay to wear different, like, code or team jerseys to any sports event, really? So, yeah, for example, Jets on this weekend, if you were to go in a Knights jersey, I'm saying that's fine. It's another Newcastle team. You're supporting Newcastle. What do you got against it? You against Newcastle. That sort
no.
of thing.
Ooh.
Whereas, Stephen, you reckon this is wrong.
It just winds me up when people wear, yeah, like, different teams' jerseys to sports matches. It's not your day. It's not your time. You play, you know, yesterday or tomorrow.
Who came up with that rule, though?
Yeah.
I just don't think it's socially accepted. Like, if you, for example, if the Knights were playing the Eels,
yeah,
at McDonald Jones Stadium,
sure,
I don't want to see any Souths jerseys there or Bulldogs jerseys what? There or Roosters jerseys.
Why not?
There.
Who cares?
Because it's not your team. It's not your time.
What if you love the animal rabbits and you just want to wear a Rabbitohs jersey?
Well, you know that's an irrelevant argument. And you're just trying to wind me up. I'm not going to buy into it. Not on a Friday.
Look, my argument is, if you're going to a sports match and you're wearing a sports jersey of any kind, it should be acceptable.
Thank you.
Like, even if you're going to the Jets, for example, like, I've worn, like, a Socceroos jersey at a Jets game before.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
And nobody said anything. No one even looked at me twice.
Yeah.
It is absolutely acceptable because you're still supporting sport at the end of the day, aren't you? And if you're going to a sports match and you don't have the exact jersey that you want, you can still wear one and still feel like you're supporting them.
Wear just, like, a nice black T-shirt or something like that. Don't wear a jersey of another
team.
Boring. No, I understand legally you can wear it. Socially, though, not allowed. Not acceptable.
Well, you know what? Socially, I don't like some things you wear in general to work, Stephen, but you don't hear me saying anything, do you?
Okay, well, let's keep it to sports now. Let's keep this civil.
That's a low punch.
4967-4105. Is it right or wrong to wear a different jersey to a sporting match of any kind, the Jets, for example? If just for getting involved, up for grabs, we've got a family pass, support Stephen's animal adventures, where you can feed and pat sharks, eels, macaws, snakes, lizards, stingrays, and butterflies. Buy a mega ticket and receive a complimentary 12-month pass. If you want to win a family pass to go out there, school holidays, activity done on us, call now, 4967-4105. Your team, Stephen, the sports,
it's just not right.
The jersey has to match the team playing.
Of course it does.
Or your team, Ari and Crevo, you can just wear whatever. Like, don't be so uptight.
Yeah, it's okay.
Wear your jersey anywhere else. Don't wear it to a game your team's not competing.
In Rutherford first, Hayley, what do you think?
I think you should only wear your jersey if your team's playing.
Yeah, reasonable.
One for team.
It's just socially not acceptable. That's the problem. Like, legally, you can do it. Socially, not allowed.
Okay, one for Team Stephen there.
Oh, my God.
We're staying in Rutherford, aren't
yes,
we?
Yes, we are. We'll cross now to Trish. Good morning, Trish. Which side are you on?
I'm on Stephen's side.
Oh, what? Why?
Yeah, because you just, when you go and watch your game, you support your game. You don't wear other codes, jerseys and stuff. No way.
Is it, Trish, is this a Rutherford thing?
No, it's everywhere thing.
Yeah, don't you try and pigeonhole this to a Rutherford thing.
Well, I'm just looking at the evidence here. 100% of callers who are on your side are from Rutherford.
100% of callers in general.
Yeah, very smart up this way, so yeah.
Yeah, very smart in Rutherford. Trish is right. There you go.
Interesting claim.
We've got one more, shall we?
Yeah, we'll head to Edgeworth. Crystal, what are your thoughts on this?
Well,
hang on. Has Crystal's put us on hold?
Has Crystal chucked us on hold? I beg. Crank this for us, Grover.
Okay.
I'll have a bit of a boogie. It's quite sensual, isn't it?
It's quite good music.
I cannot believe Crystal's chucked us on hold.
She's not having a bar in this conversation.
She was saying Stephen's right, though.
No, I don't think so. Wait, where was she from?
Edgeworth.
Ah, yeah, no.
Oh, no, so, she'll be on my side. Yeah, she's my neighbour.
Your Rutherford thing. Let's just listen to this music a little bit more. Oh, yeah.
I can't believe we've been chucked on. We're the one who normally throws people on hold, not the other way around.
This is a little bit of a weird thing for a feel-good Friday, isn't it?
Clickbait roulette.
Yeah, this is my favourite game. I love it so much. But essentially, what we do here is we give you three clickbait article titles from like tabloid, social media, from the news. Two of them are real. One I've made up. It's your job, with the help of Crevo and Ari today, to try and decipher which is the fake one. You do it correct, you can win yourself a couple tickets to Mousetrap, which is coming to the Civic. Get yourself a double date night on us.
Lovely. That's a great play, isn't it?
Mm. Most certainly is.
Over 70 years on the West End. Fantastic. Agatha Christie, all that jazz.
Got the runs on the board. Let's meet the Novocastrian who's joining the team for you two. It is Jenny in Anna Bay. Good morning, Jenny. How's things?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, you got much planned for your weekend?
No, I haven't really. Just mow the lawns if it's dry.
Yeah, of course, of course. Well, got to get those chores done. And if you do, maybe we can reward you with a couple of tickets to the Civic.
That would be unreal.
Oh, I'm sure it would. So what we're going to do here is I'm going to give you three articles, two of which are real. There is only one fake one amongst the three. You have to guess which is the fake one.
I'll try.
Yeah, you will. All right,
this.
Best of luck, Jenny. First article is... Drew Barrymore's house has gone viral again after fans were left shocked over her kitchen.
Ooh.
Article number one.
Yep.
Article number two. Justine Schofield's un-Australian take on Anzac biscuits have left Aussies furious.
Okay.
And article number three. Woman wheels corpse into bank to sign loan in bizarre clip.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, so we've got Drew Barrymore's kitchen is going viral. Justine Schofield's un-Australian Anzac biscuits. And woman wheeling in a corpse to sign loan in bank. Well, they're the three articles.
This is a great one this week.
Can you repeat the third one for me?
Yes. Woman wheels corpse into bank to sign loan in bizarre clip.
So, you've got to...
I don't understand that at all.
Well, basically, by the sounds of it, maybe somebody has got money but they've passed away, so they've been wheeled in to try and get a loan, even though they've already passed away.
Yeah, what else would he use it for?
That's what... Yes, I agree. It sounds pretty funny.
You never know what's out there.
All right, well, out of these, we've got to start probably with one that's the most true. Is there one that sounds the most true there?
Probably the Anzac biscuits.
Okay, most true. Okay, so we'll put that one as a probably true. Now, that
leaves you 50-50. You've got Drew Barrymore's house going viral, and you've got the corpse signing a loan in a bank.
Which one do you think sounds fake out of those?
I think it was the third one.
You reckon the corpse signing alone, it does sound pretty fake, doesn't it? But sometimes, you know, the truth...
People are cooked.
Yeah, I know,
than
but
fiction.
People today, they do strange things.
Yeah, well, which one do you think's fake then?
Number three.
Okay. Locking in three. Everything to play for. The Mousetrap tickets. Civic Theatre. will you be there in your best clothing out on a night on the town?
Yeah.
Or will you be at home wishing you'd won?
I can reveal that the fake article today was Justine Schofield's un-Australian take on Anzac biscuits left Aussies furious. Woman wheeling corpse into a bank to sign loan. Real story. As was Drew Barrymore's kitchen going viral.
Oh, yeah. Well, better luck next time, Jenny. Thanks for playing.
Thank you very much.
Happy Feel Good Friday, anyway.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, exciting news for the team.
Yeah.
What?
Baby Crevo, not too far away.
Very close.
The Novos 3 to become a... Yeah, Novos 4.
Yay!
How far away is Baby Crevo now? 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
3 weeks, roughly,
oh
yeah.
Oh, my God, you get nervous?
Not really.
Wow, you're so relaxed.
Yeah, I'm excited about the whole situation overall.
God bless you.
It is exciting, but it's going to be a new chapter in your life. Sure. And a lot of things are going to change.
Absolutely.
So I've seen a hack which might make that transition into fatherhood a little bit easier for you.
Oh, I'm excited because I do. There's the thing I am nervous is about is like learning all the different stuff I'll need to learn.
Yeah, of course.
So I think, oh, geez, there's a lot to learn, you know.
Well, here, I've got one step for you early.
Yeah.
It was like maybe late last week. I can't remember the day exactly, but I was heading to Charlestown Square to pick up my partner, Siobhan. She works at a store in there.
Yeah.
So I was driving to pick her up. And on this particular day, it was raining.
Yep.
Right? Now, there was a young mother who was walking with her baby in a pram. Absolutely bucketing down, you know, they're getting drenched. I thought, oh, what a sad sight to see. But she's come up with a great way to keep dry. What she's done is she has taken the little, like, kind of extendable, foldable back lid, the roof of the pram, you know, you can push that up over the front of the baby. She's taken that off the pram and used it as an umbrella for herself. Baby getting drenched, but they're young. Oh. They don't, you know, I guess they're getting used to the elements and, you know, this is rain. This is what happens. It's a learning process. And then she stayed dry. A win-win for everyone.
Was there any other pedestrians, like, around at the time to, like, comment on this?
No one else crazy enough to be walking in that weather.
Could you imagine?
It was wild weather. It was one of those crazy rainy days. Like, yeah,
I reckon, like, the general public would have been in an uproar if they saw her.
Well, baby's not going to remember it anyway. Too young. Doesn't matter.
Catch pneumonia.
You can't just go, oh, baby won't remember it. I can take this umbrella.
Well, and then you teach them about the elements. No. There
you
go.
Have a long-term phobia of rain.
See where water comes from. Sorry. Comes from the sky. It's a learning lesson as well.
No.
As much as you've gone, this is a parenting hack, I think if you do that, you are a hack as a parent.
You won't be implementing this?
No, absolutely. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You get wet then. Those get off my nose.
You know what? I'm turning your microphone down. That's enough out of you.
And Newcastle and the Jets have the advantage. New FM's best seats in the house.
Last home game tomorrow night for our mighty Jets.
Woo!
And before, you know, we do all the bits and bobs and get through there, we have to award best seats in the house.
You're
on the lounge, sideline, next to all the players. You get all the bits and bobs.
You get to smell them too. It's great.
Well, you don't have to smell them. That's something you can do if you'd like. But what we're going to do is award the best seats in the house to Emma in Swan Bay, who's on the line. Morning, Emma. How's things?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful.
Very well. Very excited. Not as excited as you should be, though. You a big Jets fan?
Massive Jets fan, as are my two boys. They live and breathe soccer and the Jets. They follow absolutely everything.
As much as you love the Jets, do you hate the coast?
Well, hate's a strong word. But I'm not a fan.
Well, that's good enough.
Well, fingers crossed you'll be cheering the Jets and you'll be jeering the Mariners because you will be going best seats of the house tomorrow night at McDonald Jones Stadium. Congratulations.
Oh, my goodness. My boys are going to be absolutely over the moon. I can't wait to tell them.
Amazing.
Well, you enjoy that. Congratulations and enjoy the game tomorrow night.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Your taste buds dancing. Rejoice, foodies, snackers.
I'm ready. I'm listening. You know,
if you have
a
sweet tooth, you'll love this. So a new spin on the Cadbury Dairy Milk Chocolate Block is coming. So in the next couple of months, we're about to get a new flavour, which is really, really, really fun. And I know that everyone who likes cake will love this version. So Cadbury has just announced, or at least the Grocery Geek Australia, they've... Thanks, Creebo.
That's a big dramatic moment here, don't we?
That's
Cadbury's
right.
doing something here.
The new chocolate block flavour is that of mud cake.
So that is big.
The iconic chocolate mud cake, it culls your woolies. Yeah, get up and about. This is exciting.
So a mud cake chocolate, like, is it yeah. in the is it the size of a mud cake?
No, it's just your regular 180 gram block, of course. A special edition mud cake block is expected to hit supermarket shelves this July, retailing for about $6.
Does that mean, like, the middle bit? You know, there's, mm-hmm. like, a gooey centre on, say, caramel or something?
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Will be, like, will there be cake inside? Because that's a first for the chocolate world, isn't it?
See, it's not exactly a cake on the inside. What they're describing it as is chocolate with a rich choc-flavoured creme, if you will, and a biscuit piece centre.
Is that the French version?
Creme, yeah.
Right, it's like a creamy centre.
Yeah, sort
of. Biscuit bits.
Just extra chocolate on the inside, sort of like lint, and then, yeah, biscuit piece centre. Oh, so right. I don't reckon it'll be...
Jury's out then.
Yeah. But
I was hoping for a cakey middle.
But the thing is, though, it looks like it has, like, marble on the top. So you know how you have, like, swirled white chocolate in with the with milk chocolate?
That sounds pretty strong.
Yeah, so it just seems like the marble block with just pieces in it.
Never has Cadbury had more pressure on their shoulders than right now.
Yeah.
I just think, like, the supermarket mud cake, Woolies or Coles, is so iconic.
Oh, it is.
So synonymous with a party in Australia. If you get this wrong, the backlash you'll receive from the community will be unbelievable.
Your name is dirt if you mess this up. So, Cadbury, I know you've probably got the recipe already sorted, but, like, just double-check your testing, you know? Mm. Take it to another group of consumers and see what they think again.
Yeah, because when has mud cake ever had biscuit pieces in it?
Yeah, that does worry me.
Yeah,
Have they ever had a mud cake? Do they know what's going on?
Probably not. Obviously not.
A lot of pressure here. I've got to get it right.
I've gone from very excited to very worried all of a sudden.
UFM. The Novos.
We basically are at the weekend.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Before we go, though, I do have an announcement to make.
Oh, God, are you pregnant too?
No. Nothing of that nature.
Big if true.
Next Friday, I'll be wrapping up my time on the show. So next week is my last week.
Oh, Stephen.
Yeah, and look, I don't want to, like, do all the sad goodbyes and the sappy thank yous because we do have another week together.
Yeah.
So there'll be plenty of time next week for all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I am wrapping up my time at the end of next week. Been the funnest job of my life.
Like, yeah, being here. I've much enjoyed having you as a on-air partner as well, part of the team, you know.
Between 5 to 9 in the morning, this is the best job. I sit here with a couple of friends and talk absolute gas, and unbelievably we get paid for it. It is a real pinch-yourself moment every single morning.
Yeah.
And I hope to continue my journey through radio, but my partner Siobhan and I, we're moving over to the UK. So we're not getting any younger. We're both in our mid-20s now. We've decided it's the time to, you know, I have no real furniture with me. I've only got a suitcase worth of stuff.
Yeah.
So I've decided that we've got a youth mobility visa and we're heading over to the UK to live for a couple of years.
An insane opportunity, isn't it? Like, take it with two hands.
Yeah, that's it. And you, like you said, you're of an age where you can and you don't have responsibilities, life, things that need you.
Mm-hmm.
So all I can say is, you know, good luck on that journey.
Yeah, I hope to continue my journey in radio. I'm not leaving here because, you know, I'm going on a job, though. I've had enough for, like, it is just an exciting experience I want to try in my life. And, you know, like we've all said, the time is now, probably. And who knows? Newcastle has been so wonderful to me that I can see me calling Newcastle home in the future. But, yeah, for next week, It'll be my last week on the show, and we'll have a lot of fun together, I think, the three of us.
Well, if you do, if and when you come back in Newcastle, we'll both welcome you with open arms.
Of course we will.
And a schooner in hand.
Yeah, that's the most important bit, and I will hold you to that. Yeah. When I return, there'll be a schooner ready for me.
That's nice right.
Be. Yeah, well, we're going to have fun next week. It's going to be great, but...
All the sappy stuff will be next week.
Drag Stephen through the mud next week.
Let's have a great weekend.
Yeah, you know? Enjoy your weekend, and thank you so far for what, you know, has been an amazing show to do together.
And you too as well. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll chat to you on Monday.
Bye.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.